mother, now that I have lost my limb, I can never be a soldier or a sailor. I can never go round the world."
And Hugh burst into tears, now more really afflicted than he had ever been yet. His mother sat on the bed beside him and wiped away his tears as they flowed, while he told her, as well as his sobs would let him, how long and how much he had reckoned on going round the world, and how little he cared for anything else in future, and now this was the very thing he should never be able to do. He had practiced climbing ever since he could remember, and now this was of no use. He had practiced marching, and now he should never march again. When he had finished his complaint, there was a pause, and his mother said, "Hugh, have you heard of Hubert?"
"The man who found out so much about bees?"
said Hugh. "Bees and ants. When Hubert had discovered more than had ever been known about these, and when he was sure that he could learn still more, and was more and more anxious to peep into their tiny homes and curious ways, he became blind." Hugh sighed, and his mother went on. "Did you ever hear of Beethoven? He was one of the greatest musical composers that ever lived. His sole delight was in music. It was the passion of his life.